You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Up now on Past and Present, Dr. Jay Price talks about a major event in the fight for gay rights and how Wichita looked when it happened.
This month marks the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, where LGBT patrons of the Stonewall Inn in New York City resisted one of the many police raids on the bar. It remains a turning point in the gay rights movement. Wichita, in the 1950s and 60s, had its own clubs, such as the Blue Lantern and Curly's Roundhouse, that were centers where gay men met. By the 1960s, the most famous venue was the Chances Are on East Douglas, where Allen Ginsberg visited in 1966. He wrote a poem to honor the club, a portion of which reads, "Religiously, with concentration and free prayer, fairy boys of the plains and their gay sisters of the city stepped together to the center of the floor, illumined by machine eyes, screaming drum beats, passionate voices of Oklahoma City, chanting no satisfaction. Suspended from heaven, the Chances Are Club floats, rayed by stars, along a Wichita tree avenue traversed with streetlights on the plain." During this era, clubs that catered to the LGBT community were regularly raided, including in Wichita. Like many clubs that were part of the local counterculture scene, the Chances Are was the target of raids from Bobby Stout's Vice Squad. Some in the LGBT community recall other venues, such as the Green Parrot, as popular because they did not get raided as much. After Stonewall, the gay club scene became less targeted. In Wichita, a small collection of venues along Douglas gave way to an array of locales, many in South Wichita, that supported a community that continues to be a part of the local story. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.